Hi, my name is Elle, and this is Unsingular. Hi, friends. What you doing? I hope you're having a great week and that you're centered and you are in your body. All right, so today I would love to talk about everything plastic surgery, what I learned, what I would have done differently, and what I would love to share with everybody considering plastics. All right, so let's get into it. So a little bit of backstory. I have two boys. I had my first when I was 28, and I have my second son in 2021. So I had my first in 2018, my second son in 2021. I had a couple of miscarriages, so I feel like it put a lot of strain on my body, took a toll on my body. However, I've always been a gym freak, frankly. I started working out back in my country of origin, Cameroon. I remember I was in boarding school and I used to wake up super early at like 4 a.m. and go for a run. And I used to play tennis. And then when I moved to the U.S., I got very excited about going to the gym. So when I was in college, I started exploring the school gym and I joined a CrossFit class. I got really into CrossFit and then I joined the Army. I fit in really well because I was a fitness girl. And when I got out of the Army, it was like, okay. However, people say like, oh, if you're really fit, you know, if you're petite, you bounce back. I wouldn't say I didn't bounce back. However, when you have a baby growing in you and your skin stretches, it's not going to bounce back, friend, unless you're like 18 years old. Like, I have a friend, one of my best friends. She had her daughter really, really young, and she looks amazing. She doesn't like struggle with stretch marks or anything. So I feel like, again, everybody's body is different. Elasticity is different. But that brings us to why a lot of moms get into plastics. So the first thing I would say is before deciding to do plastic surgery, make sure you understand the why behind why you're doing plastic. So essentially, you want to understand what exactly your intention is, why you want to look a certain way. Is it really for your psyche? Is it for you to feel more confident, more in your body? Or is it because you see celebrities doing it and you feel like it's attractive? Those are important questions to ask because, mind you, plastic surgery is extremely risky. I will say that. Like, tummy tucks, BBLs are some of the riskiest surgery. But thankfully, a lot of U.S. doctors, a lot of U.S. plastic surgeons are very experienced, so they know what they're doing. But I would say a lot of people try to save money and go to other countries to get surgery. So please be careful. Do your research. Whenever I started considering plastic surgery, I saw the cost and I was like, oh my gosh, this is expensive. Like, I remember a doctor in Colorado quoted me $40,000. And he was like, that's actually because you're really fit and it's going to be easy for me to give you a mini tummy tuck and a lift. But he's like, a typical person who is more overweight, it would cost like $60,000 to $80,000. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. So like at that time though, I did not have a mindset of abundance. And I'll do a whole nother episode on this because I've developed a mindset of abundance when it comes to money. And so I don't live in a limited mindset anymore. All right. So essentially, when I decided to really look into surgery, it took me about 2 years to do my research, to really understand what exactly I wanted to do and my why, and then to manifest my results and my money. So after my divorce, I started really doing like research on like what doctors I need to use, what's best for me. And back in 2021, I essentially decided to pick a doctor. I think I'd done like, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 consults at that point, and I've been like looking up, reading about it, asking questions to people who have done it. And so eventually I decided to go with an amazing, amazing surgeon here in San Antonio who I absolutely respect. I love how he treats his patients and I love how he doesn't do these extreme things that people want. He tends to be very careful and honest. Like, one thing that he told me that really made me pick him was he was like, I apologize, I have a cold. He was like, if there's any complications whatsoever during surgery, I will stop and I'll close you up and I'll make sure that you come back. Because one of my biggest worries was dying during surgery. Like, I used to be an ICU nurse and I watched people be intubated and how traumatizing it is. And I watched people die in the ER. So I was like, oh my gosh, I literally cannot die because I want like my boobs to look good. So I love that he was very like optimistic about it. He literally told me when I went and did the consult, I was ready to go. I was like, I would like to book my surgery in like 2 weeks. And he was like, you have a lot of fear in you and I want you to get like a spiritual cleanse. And he was like, go home, take about a month and really reflect on why you're so scared. And when you're in a better headspace, I would love to do surgery on you. He's like, you look amazing. Like, I'm just going to give you a little tummy tuck and I'll lift up your boobs and you're going to look great. So when he said that to me, I was like, dang, he don't care about the money, huh? Like, he generally wants his patients to be happy and comfortable and ready. So essentially, after a month, I went ahead and booked. I loved, absolutely loved my results. I think me already being constantly in the gym, it really helped to have that extra boost. And that's one thing that I want to share with any moms or anybody out there who wants to do plastic surgery. Please do not think that this is just an easy weight loss procedure and you don't need to do anything. If you don't have a good workout routine, it's important to do that. It's important to establish a good workout routine before surgery and maintain it after surgery. And keep in mind that a lot of surgeons who know what they're doing will not even operate you. They will not touch you if you're obese, because you can have a blood clot, you have all these heart issues, like multiple complications that people don't know about. So yes, it's sometimes it's hard to like go to the gym and stay in it, but ladies, start with walking. Guys, start with walking. Like, even if you just do a 4-mile walk every other day, that will get you to where you're supposed to be. And so that's the first thing I'll say. Do your research, understand your why. Preferably pick a US-based doctor. And if you absolutely have to go across the border, I would make sure that you know exactly who you're going to. You've seen their results. You've seen like multiple testimonials. Because a lot of people are like, why would I pay $30,000 in the US if I could pay $5,000 in Mexico? And mind you, I know an amazing surgeon in Mexico that I literally consider going to, who has worked even on like my close friends. However, my problem was the recovery. Like, it was too far from me and I wanted to make sure that I was somewhere where if there was any complications, I could just like drive there. So make sure you understand your why, do your research, and please establish a good fitness and nutrition routine. Those are the biggest four things that I would tell you. Additionally, enjoy your plastic, enjoy your new body, whether it's a facelift, whether it's a boob job, whether it's a tummy tuck, whether it's a BBL, enjoy. I've noticed that a lot of women tend to want to hide it because they're worried about like all the judgment, like people be like, oh, like you look this way because you've done this. And so what? I literally posted a live the other day. I was like, a lot of bitches would do this if they could afford it. So I would say this. You don't have to be me and like run your mouth. I literally blocked about my entire procedure. Like, the day I was going to get surgery, I was like, I'm about to go get surgery. Like, there's people who are very private, but if you're private because you're worried about people shaming you, get out of that shell. Like, a lot of women are owning it. And a lot of men, by the way, like ladies, there's men are doing like tummy tucks, penis enlargement surgeries, six-pack surgeries. Like, there's so much going on. And men, this is my strong opinion, men have no right to speak on a woman's body because you did not carry that baby. It did not stretch you out, number one. Number two, if you're a woman who shames other women because they've invested in themselves, whether it's their clothing, their bodies, their cars, or whatever, then you probably have a bigger self-conscious issue to deal with. So that's my two piece on it. I'm happy to share more. Please reach out if you have any questions. I really appreciate you guys listening as usual. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, and I'll see you soon.